I want to ask you today to defend that connection. I know you are connected to somebody, and I want you to defend that relationship and make it work, whether it's a friendship, job connection, ministry connection, defend it. You know, life is about connections, and when you walk alone, you walk a lonely path. Isolation facilitates desolation, and you cannot bear to walk alone. In Matthew chapter 19, 5 to 6, Jesus spoke to the people. He said, the one that made them at the beginning made them two, not one. He said, therefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. I'm not just talking to you in the context of marriage. I'm talking to you in the context of any divine relationship, any covenant relationship that God has brought you into. I want you to defend the connection. Three things to remember. Number one is this, that God can connect you and man disconnect you. Jesus said, what God has joined, let no man. So it's possible for God to connect you and man disconnect you. Secondly, the stronger the bonding you have, the more difficult it is to disconnect. You know, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 4 verse 12 that the threefold cord is not easily broken. So you can make your relationship strong, you can make your bonding strong so that it's not easily broken. I don't want you to just get connected, disconnect, get favor, lose favor, get member, lose member, get engaged, lose engagement. That's nonsense. God will carry you into the fullness of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. And the third thing I want you to remember is this, that the enemy only succeeds to the extent that we let him. He will succeed if you let him. So question, how do we stop the enemy from messing up our relationships? Let me just give you three basic things. Number one, repair your wounded relationships. If there are relationships that have been wounded, repair them. Repair them. Number two, fight for your destiny connections. If there are connections that you have, that you know have semblance and significance to your destiny, fight for them. The third one, fortify your valued relationships. There are relationships you need to build up, you need to invest in and fortify them. So let me look at repair your wounded relationships. You know, we've said again and again that hurting people hurt people. And when somebody is hurt and you don't deal with the issue, at the end of the day, all you're going to get is more hurts and more hurts and more hurts. Now, you know, when a wound festers, it gets infested. So you can't allow the wound in any relationship, whether in your marriage or in the office or in the church, to fester. Proverbs 18:19, he said, a brother offended is more difficult to recover. It's very difficult. So you have to get busy getting working at it and put in effort to recover the person. Matthew chapter 5, 21 to 26, Jesus was talking about relationship that's in trouble. He said, agree with your adversary while you are still on the way. As if you don't agree with him, when you get to the magistrate, he will hand you over to the, you get to the police, he will hand you over to the police, from police to magistrate, and from there you end up in prison. And then by the time you are begging, it's too late. Now, that's the same thing that happens when people don't try to manage their relationships right. In their marriage, it's going, and before they know it, it's gone. They never woke up to manage it right. And I don't know what relationship that matters to you. Satan wants to mess up. It's time for you to get busy doing your best to keep that relationship working right. Sir, what do you do? How do you repair it? First thing, wake up to reality. Don't be an ostrich. Don't put your head in the sand. Know that things are not right. If it feels not right in your marriage, notice. If it feels not right in the leadership, notice. If it feels not right in the church, notice. Wake up to reality. You know, when David was managing the issue of Absalom, Absalom was offended because of the Tamar incident. Ammon raped Tamar. David didn't say a word. Then Absalom got very offended that David did not say something after Ammon raped Tamar. And David noticed that Absalom was offended, but he never still dealt with the issue. So now the hurt is growing. The infected wound is festering. And then when Absalom rose up, It became a full-blown treachery against David. He went as far as working hard to kill David. Why? David played the ostrich. Don't play the ostrich. The second thing, engage favor and humility. You know, Proverbs 16 verse 7, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even enemies to be at peace with him. Ask the Lord to give you favor and come down in humility before people you have offended. Your wife, your husband, your boss, whoever. You remember the case of Esau and Jacob? When Jacob wanted to repair the relationship, he sent gifts to Esau. He kept begging. He kept pleading. My friend, please humble yourself. You can recover the relationship. The third thing is remove the contagion. A contagion is a disease transmitter. It's a destructive influence, and there are contagions that keep relationships from being healed. One of the contagions is a talebearer. Proverbs 26:20-26. He says, if you remove the talebearer, the strife will cease. There are people who are making issues out of non-issues in your relationships. Please take them away. The second contagion are demonic manipulators. People like Elymas, people like Haman, that are manipulating the hearts of people against you. Push them away. Rebuke them. Cast them. Cast them out. The third one are vested interests. People who has eyes are in what you are doing. Don't let them continue. Take them away. Anytime a relationship is under siege, please remove the contagion. Don't allow evil to pester. But I want you to know today that if you defend that relationship, God will help you retain the relationship. You are blessed.